Today is Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. Mario Maker 2 gets a major update and crossplay is now fully supported on PlayStation 4. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. It's almost the end of the week. Let's do this. We got some big news out of Nintendo regarding Super Mario Maker 2. There's an update, and it adds the ability to play with friends online, create with buttons in handheld mode. Oh, it's so exciting. When Super Mario Maker 2 launched this past summer, it added several welcome improvements to the creation tools and feature suite. However, one notable absent from the list of features was the ability to enjoy the online co-op and competitive multiplayer with people on your friends list. Thanks to an update that hit today, players can now enjoy the online modes with friends. Now, when players log onto the game's online suite, they can choose to play multiplayer versus or multiplayer co-op with friends on their Switch friends list, as well as the option to play with randomly selected players. While in session with friends, players can choose the difficulty in course world or play courses from their list of locally saved courses. This free update also adds an official makers list to the online leaderboards. In this section, you can find courses created by official course creators and courses created for collaborations or special events. In addition, this update adds the ability to choose to use touchscreen or button controls while making a course in handheld mode. Previously, you could only use touch controls in handheld mode. The free update is available as of today. Right now, it actually dropped yesterday. To all Super Mario Maker 2 players, Nintendo also announced that more updates are coming in the future, including new course parts. Very fun. Super Mario Maker, it's a blast. The levels that you see, I watch people stream this all the time. The levels that are created are insane, and it's an absolute blast. So more features, more abilities, more updates like this. Bring them on, Nintendo. Well done. Some more big news coming out of Nintendo. It looks like Pokemon Sword and Shield are making some adjustments to make it easier to upgrade your Pokemon before going into competitive battles. This is a news story over at GameStop. Developer Game Freak has recently revealed tweaks that are more... Not GameStop, GameSpot. Did I say GameSpot or GameStop? Dang it. Those two words are super similar. I apologize. Developer Game Freak has recently revealed tweaks that are more than welcome. Sword and Shield is going to make it easier to upgrade your Pokemon for competitive battles. Speaking with Game Informer, the planning director for Pokemon hinted at the mechanical tweaks that will be coming in Gen 8. Typically, Pokemon used in competitive battles are of a much higher caliber than the Pokemon you catch during the course of your journey. Players often spend dozens or more hours breeding and training Pokemon with perfect stats, perfect moves, and more to use in the competitive scene after they finish their main story. It is incredibly time-consuming and is a high barrier to entry for competitive play. This is what the planning director over Pokemon said. He said, quote, "This time around, we really wanted to introduce some systems that help the player be able to take those Pokemon they caught in the beginning and the first one they choose and actually take them straight into competitive battle." He said there's a lot of hidden parameters to Pokemon that aren't surfaced to the player. We're doing a lot of stuff in the back end, introducing systems that allow players to make sure that Pokemon they want to use in competitive battles are viable. He went on to say, "I've got to be very vague about this, but one example, it will be visible to the player and they'll know when they see it." He says, say you have a Pokemon where it's got all the right stats and everything, but there's a personality parameter as well that comes into play in battles. And it might not be the right personality. So you'll breed until you get the right one. He says, that's what people do currently. You breed and breed and breed and breed until you get the right one. He says, but you'll see that there's a system in game that will fix that for people. So that's super exciting. Basically making it so you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of hours and you can take the Pokemon that you're catching in game and use them in competitive and actually stand a chance. That's very exciting. Pokemon, what a formula. How excited are you for Sword and Shield? I am. Don't forget, there is a live Sword and Shield 24-hour stream that is happening on Friday, October 4th. We're going to learn a ton about the new Pokemon, the next-gen Pokemon. Very exciting time. Stay tuned for that. Again, Nintendo crushing it, as always. In a news story over at PC Gamer, we have some news regarding crossplay and PlayStation 4. It looks like crossplay is, quote, now fully supported on PlayStation 4. That is because of Modern Warfare, basically. The recent Modern Warfare crossplay test might become a lot more commonplace as Sony has quietly moved PlayStation 4 crossplay out of beta, leaving the decision of whether or not to include crossplay up to developers. It's a significant change for a company that was previously resistant to the idea, but with the lines between platforms already becoming increasingly blurred, the turnabout seems like a necessity. Crossplay's benefits will extend well beyond people playing on PlayStation 4, potentially opening the door to a greater number of games launching with the feature, while also helping games with smaller online populations combine their player base instead of letting them die alone. This is great news. Crossplay is something that Microsoft really led the way on this. Congratulations to Microsoft. And PlayStation was a little bit more hesitant, and I don't blame them. They are number one this generation, so why? Where's their incentive to move to crossplay? But it is inevitable. Crossplay is going to be a thing everywhere. It doesn't matter. That's just the way the world has gone. That's because of online. That's just the way it is. It's good. It's great for us. It's good for us as gamers. It's very exciting. So well done, PlayStation 4. Crossplay. It's officially out of beta. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for stopping by. Thank you very much for hanging out. It's almost the end of the week. It is Thursday. Friday's tomorrow. I'll be here with you spending the last days of the week together. And I can't think of a word that rhymes with together. I was trying to think of something. Whatever. If you guys like this show, don't forget to hit the like button. Hit the like button. What are we on YouTube? We're not on YouTube. I apologize. Don't forget to head over to iTunes. Rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. Oh, what a morning. Happy Thursday, everybody. I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning. Have a great one. Bye-bye.